He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and I am, of course, the Gadget Professor. My goodness, it's May already, and today is a big episode because, believe it or not, folks, it's 2 years. 2 years we've been doing the Gadget Professor. This is episode 104, and 52 plus 52 is 104, and that's where we're at. So thank you so much for supporting the show and being a fan of the Gadget Professor. I truly appreciate it. I never thought we would be running 2 years. But we have, I think, 162 countries. I don't even know there was 162 countries around the world that watch and follow the Gadget Professor. So I'm honored and I'm very grateful. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, thank you so much for tuning in. We come out with a new show every evening, every Thursday evening, and we try to make it entertaining. We try to do a little mix of a gadget and some applications for your computer, whether it's Apple iOS or the Mac or the PC or your Droid. We try to come up with some applications that will make your life and your loved one's life a little easier and add some fun into your life, of course. And then we have a gadget each week. So it's a fun show. We like it to keep fun. Of course, you can email me at any point in time at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I do answer all my email, and feel free to email me with suggestions for new shows, or if you have any comments about what we're doing or you'd like to see something changed, please let me know. If you're an old fan and watcher of the Gadget Professor, again, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I have an interesting show today. I do have a gadget, and we'll take a quick peek at that at camera two. And what we'll do is we'll run through our apps of the day, because I have a lot of them, and then we'll get to our gadget of the day. But I just want to inform you that there's a couple things you can do if you really want to find out about gadgets. Of course, you can sign up on my Facebook page, and that would be the Gadget Professor, you know, at Facebook. Also, you can follow me at Twitter, and that would be at Gadget Professor. And I tweet all day long, probably 50, 60 tweets a day. Now, if you really want to get into this, what I would urge you to do is to sign up. It's totally free to Rebel Mouse. I love this program, this platform. I talk about it almost every week. Please sign up for Rebel Mouse and follow the Gadget Professor at Rebel Mouse. It's just Gadget Professor. So when you sign up for Rebel Mouse and you want to follow me, just go Gadget Professor. And what it does is everything that I tweet, it actually shows you a graphic interface of every gadget that's come out that day. And I'm all over the place with it. It could be electronic, it could be computer related, it could be cameras, here's a talking teddy bear that speaks different languages. There's just all kinds of stuff, and it's relevant, it's daily, it's fresh. So again, Rebel Mouse is a cool place to follow us at. There's going to be a lot of changes coming up in the Gadget Professor. We're actually very close to streaming this show live on Livestream. They are a sponsor of the show, an official sponsor now, so we're very honored and grateful to have the folks at Livestream on board. And a lot more changes are coming up. We'll be able to actually stream the show live and take in audience participation, questions, answers, comments. So it should be a lot of fun. I also am planning to have several people join us via Skype, and we have some cool people lined up in the next couple months. So let's just get right into it. Here's some cool sites, and I think these are really cool sites today. I'm pleased with my choices. This site is ellisisland.org, and essentially a lot of immigrants from this country came in at Ellis Island in New York. I know my grandparents came over to this country in, I think, 1916 or 17. They all came from certain different parts of Russia. And you can actually put their names in. Of course, you got to know what their names were back then, because a lot of the people came over changed their names. So you can put their name in here, their first name, their last name, and the approximate year or the exact date. And then you can do a search, and it will show you an incredible amount of detail about their names, their ancestors, what they came over with, when they came over, all kinds of really cool stuff. This site is totally free. So if you're into genealogy, or if you know your relatives came in from Ellis Island, This is a phenomenal site. It's very accurate, and it's a lot of fun, and you'll find things that you never guess. And it just doesn't have to be your mother, your father. It could be your aunt, your uncle, a friend, whatever. It's a fascinating site. I think you'll like that. This is a cool app. This is called iCam, and this will allow you to remotely monitor multiple live video and audio webcam feeds from your iPhone, your iPad, your iTouch, or your Android device over Wi-Fi. And this is essentially a view of what it looks like. I'll have this on the show notes. And of course, I didn't mention the show notes. If you subscribe to the show, if you go back to thegadgetprofessor.com, our webpage, which would be right here, and you go to the brown box and click on Gadget Professor, that will subscribe you to the show. You'll automatically get that every Thursday evening. And then down here, there's a place where you can just click and you'll sign up and you'll get the show notes. And what that is it's a compilation of all the things that we talked about, the URLs, and they're hot links. So everything that I'm talking about, you don't have to write down. You'll have it in the show notes, and you can just hot link on it. So this iCam is a very cool, totally free. It works on both the Android platform and the iTunes platform. So if you want to have your webcam act as a monitor, or you want to take a picture and have someone else see it via the webcam, or have your webcam take a picture and someone else watch it, this will do that. So check that out. Again, that will be in the show notes. This is a very cool piece of software called PrintQ Cleaner. PrintQ Cleaner is a handy and reliable application designed to fix your printer-related issues. I've used this and it actually works. This application is portable and can be run from a remote drive. From a removable drive, excuse me. It's simple to use. You just press fix it. So if your printer is jammed or not working, whether it's a driver issue or whatever the issue is, you just load this PrintQ Clear. It clears the printer. It will send out a sample test page for you, and it will tell you what's wrong, and it will fix it. So totally free, very handy app if you're having printer issues. I highly recommend that. Another crazy site is called DPLA. This is the Digital Public Library of America. This is your taxpayers' money. You could take advantage of it. And for all you people who follow us in Canada and all around the world, you can use this site too. It's totally free. And it gives you exhibits, maps, timelines, applications, all kinds of things that you could search for research, get great photos. And it's a phenomenal site, totally digital, totally free. You'll want to check that out. Next, I got a lot of stuff here. So this one is a particular favorite of mine. Now, everybody knows that the Gadget Professor is really into time travel and extraterrestrial life and all kinds of things like that. And this is some footage that I managed to find. And I'm going to run this. It's about 2 minutes. Actually, it's a minute 14 seconds. This is actually footage from 1928 and from 1938. And it's time travelers. If you don't know what a time traveler is, it's someone who had the ability to go back in time, typically, or go ahead in time. We don't know what's ahead yet because we can't figure that out. But there's been footage shot that's not been altered. This is actual footage, and it appears that there's people using cell phones. Now, you can make your own decision. I will put this link up on the show notes, and you can watch it. But what we'll do now is we're going to actually run a piece of this. It's pretty crazy footage, and you can watch it now. And here we go. There she is, and this will slow it down now. So you can see her right there. If she's not on a cell phone, I don't know what she's doing. Here's a close-up freeze frame. You can see it, clear as a bell. Now, this is a very famous film. This is Charlie Chaplin's Circus, 1923. And the gentleman who just passed by, we believe, is a time traveler. And they'll slow this down frame by frame. This is not something that I'm making up. This is actual footage. You can see, I mean, clearly. There he is. Now, this footage was discovered at UCLA with graduate students doing some film research, and they happened on this one scene and they kept playing it over and over again, and that's how it was discovered. And it hasn't been altered because there's several originals of this still left, and people have checked the originals. So It's a lot of fun. It's really a cool subject. I'd love to hear your comments on it. And again, I'll put it in the show notes. Drop me a line. Let me know what you think. Hey, aren't you having a good time watching the Gadget Professor today? Another great piece of software. I hope I'm pronouncing this right, but the best I can do is Phototheca. Phototheca? I don't know. Anyway, this app is a free download on for Windows 8, XP. You probably want to get off XP pretty soon because the no more support deadline is actually, I think, passed. I think it was April 27th where there's no more support, no more updates. XP is officially dead. If you have it and you're happy with it and it works, you're okay, but there'll be no more security updates to my knowledge. So you may want to consider upgrading to Windows 8, or if you're happy with what you got, stick with it. So this is a tremendously handy and functional piece of software that allows you to see your photos. It's a free photo management software, totally free. It's easy to use. You can sort and organize thousands and thousands of your photos. You can tag your photos with keywords and search on that keyword to find photos of birds or whatever it may be. You can move them into albums. You can view them on a calendar, and you can remove the duplicate files. So that's a cool piece of software you want to take a look at. Another piece of software today, totally free. They do have a paid subscription also. It's called NudgeMail, and here it is here. It's a great idea. Essentially, you send yourself an email, and you send what time you want the email, and it will nudge you or remind you that you're supposed to do a certain thing. So it's pretty cool, pretty simple to use, and I will put this up on the show notes, and it works with the BlackBerry, the iPhone, Outlook, Android, Yahoo Mail, MSN, the iPad, so on and so forth. Totally free. Check it out. This one you're going to like. This is Download Text Plus for free. It works on the iPhone, the iPad, the iTouch, the Android, the Kindle Fire, Windows Phone, and the Nokia. It works with pretty much all the cell phones, and this will give you free texting and free calling. This works on the 3G and 4G network, and it could save you your texting plan, and it saves maybe $1,000 a year. You can read up all about it. It's very cool. Here it is on the iTunes, and it's a free download. I know they have a paid version of it for, I think, $5, and it's on sale now for $2. So you'll want to check their pro version out also. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time going into it, but it's a visual. You can put pictures on it. It has multiple languages, and it's a very cool thing. You can call any local or international phone for pennies a minute on another plan that they offer. So check it out. It might be something that you'll find useful. And now we are going to go to camera two and take a close-up of our gadget of the day. And I know you're wondering what it is. Is it a mirror? But no, it's actually called an OtterBox. And these have been around for a long time. And these are the cell phone OtterBoxes. You can put whatever you want in there. But these are boxes that are made of a high-grade, almost a football helmet type of plastic. And if you'll notice here, it's all sealed with gaskets. And there's a little webbing in here that gives you cushioning. And essentially, when you close this down, there's a latch that comes up and actually vacuum packs, if you will, what the contents are, which is probably your cell phone. And these things take a beating. When you buy these boxes, it comes with a little, you know, instruction book, but you don't need much instruction. There's places to put loops, and it has a strap on it. And the reason I'm showing you these, because these are probably the finest made in terms of construction and damage-free, waterproof boxes around. So if you look at the tag that comes with it, it says premium dry box solution for adaptability in outdoor pursuits. So it's not only for cell phones. They protect against water up to 100 feet, and they're crush-proof up to 1,000 pounds. They have a drop impact, so you can drop them, and it will protect everything from dust. When you buy one, it includes an opening latch, internal cushioning, a tether belt, and a lockable lock. So they make all different sizes, shapes, and colors. I'll put this up on the website. They are a great handy gadget to have if you want to make sure that something is going to be well protected from the elements, such as if you're at the beach and you don't want to get sand in your phone or whatever. These boxes are great. Now, they actually make cases. You can look up what kind of case you want for your phone, And this just shows you they have different series of cases to give you a silicon outer layer, a polycarbonate inner layer, screen protector, belt clip, so that they have all kinds of add-ons, if you will, to these boxes that will really protect your phone. A robust three-layer protection withstands drops, bumps, and shocks. Built-in screen protector prevents scratches. Port covers to keep dust and debris out. Holster-style swivel belt clip included. So any kind of phone you have, an OtterBox is going to offer you phenomenal protection. And this is a little video they have, but they do have a cool one here. Let's see if I can go to the media center, and I'll run you the video. Let's see if I could find it. It's not there. I'll put it up on the show notes, but they have a video of a car running over the box with the phone in it, and it's pretty impressive. Again, I'll put it up in the show notes, and the tire just nails this thing, and then they put it back up in the curb, and they do it two times, and they open the box up, and the cell phone's fine. So these are real handy gadgets to have. I would definitely look into it if you have a phone and you want to make sure that it's crash-proof, waterproof, and will last forever in terms of protection with the case. So definitely check out these OtterBox cases. They're not that expensive. They run between $30 and $50, so they're a good thing to have. The other thing that I will mention, since I'm talking about cases, is I have my Galaxy S3. Now, I'm going to show you this on camera, too. The phone itself is half the size of this, and the case I have on this is what's called a ballistic case. And we'll take a look at this website, because I have to mention it after what happened this morning. This is the case. It's called a ballistic case, and I got this at Costco for $35. And essentially, it's a case, and then there's a protector, a solid plastic protector that fits within the case. And then the whole thing fits into another case, which is hard plastic. And then, of course, you have the, right here, there is the case that this will put into the clip, the belt clip. So it's two pieces. There's this piece. I don't have the belt clip today, but this will enclose tightly in the belt clip. Now, it's a pretty good case. What happened today is, of course, and I've done this many times with my phones, I've broken several phones because I had a bad case. What happened is I opened my car door, and I was talking on the phone, and of course, my elbow bumped the door as I got out of the car. The phone fell face first into the pointed end of the door like that, bam. It then, of course, rolled off, hit the inside of the car hard. I tried to catch it, I missed it. It hit the seat. From the seat, it went to the bottom of the car where your step is to step out. It smashed on that, and then, of course, it rolled over and bounced off the end of the door real hard, up in the air, and boom, right onto the concrete. And I said, well, there goes that phone, and I have a warranty, 2-year protection with, I think it's Trade Square, whatever it is. I have the number, and I'm ready to call them because this phone is going to be toast. And to my amazement, the screen didn't crack. The phone still works fine, and this ballistic case today proved to me that it's really good. That said, I'm not so sure if it's as good as the Otter. This took a beating, took a licking, and kept on ticking, but the Otter case actually is a little bit better in terms of waterproofing, and it seals the whole phone, and there's different variations of the Otter case. But either way, the Otter case is for, you know, maximum protection, in my opinion. Certainly, if you don't have a phone and you want to put some other stuff in here that you want to protect, the Otter cases are affordable and work real well. And the ballistic case, I personally like, especially after today. I am shocked that my phone still works, folks, but it does. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I will see everybody next week right here Thursday night on The Gadget Professor. Have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. So long from The Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.